Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again.
I believe Mark Twain said that.
I know somebody with really long hair. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So now for 8 years, Abby has been on dating apps and really not enjoying it at all. In fact, she told us 2 weeks ago or a week ago that she's never, ever, ever looked forward to a second date.
Literally never.
Something's going wrong.
Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm blaming the apps, but really it's just me. Yeah, it all started with like this existential crisis I had after seeing the Barbie movie. Because I was, as all crises do.
Blame it on Barbie.
Barbie. I was watching the movie and I was just kind of like, wow, everything in Barbie land is everything that I sort of like claim. I'm sort of like living out and claiming to want out of life. But like deep down, like I'm spending a lot of time and a lot of mental energy, like looking for somebody to share that with. And so I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to go on a little hiatus. And I think a big part of my dating life has been going on the apps and almost sort of using them as like social media and as a way to be productive in my dating life. Because again, you have a goal. How do you reach that goal? You find a man, you go out on a date. And for me, dating apps has been the easiest way to do that. So now they're gone.
It almost seems to me like it's, I'm not sure the word I'm looking for because I'm a little out of it this morning. I woke up late. It almost seems to counter like, I hate to use the word science because science seems to be such a bad word these days. But like the human body and mind to be rejected every day when you're on these dating apps and then the dopamine spike of somebody finally hitting you and then getting all excited about it and then the bummer of coming down, it just feels like it could really play on your mental health also.
I don't feel like it's a big place for rejection. I think just because of the way dating apps are set up, it's sort of to minimize rejection, which is why I think a lot of people like them, because you sort of go on and you swipe right, and you swipe left, and typically you don't really know who's rejecting you unless you've matched with them. So that can be really hurtful, but that's just a part of dating. It's not necessarily something that's app specific. So for me, like it's exciting, but it's also kind of was like a way for me to feel like I was in control of something that I feel very out of control of. And I'm going to let go.
So after you, because you on air deleted your dating apps, of course, except for Hinge, which he's only keeping so we can still do Unhinged because it's so entertaining listening to these guys and they're like horrendous voice prompts.
There was a whole gasp around the city when you did that. I heard it.
We all had a moment of silence for Abby's dating apps.
R.I.P. Bumble.
So over like the past 48, 72 hours, whenever you did it, like, I'm sure because after 8 years, that's just like an instinct to like grab your phone and to immediately pull up your apps and see like who has been matching, et cetera. So I'm sure that's had to be like a weird change in like your daily habits.
Yeah. Can I be honest? It's such a relief.
Is it?
Like honestly feel like this weird weight has been lifted off me because it's one less thing that I have to look at on my phone. Mm-hmm. Hinge is still there, so it doesn't really quite feel like they're totally gone. But I think I've been thinking about it for so long that I've sort of already kind of mentally detached from the idea of going on the app. So even when they were on my phone like a week ago, I wasn't going on them as much because I was kind of like, well, I'm going to get rid of them anyway. I'm not really getting the results that I want. So why am I going to click on that?
Mm-hmm.
So I've sort of been mentally just putting it out of my mind long enough to where it just feels nice that they're gone.
It's going to be interesting to see when you check the amount of pickups you have on your phone now since this also, because you're not looking at it all the time, and to see your screen time go down also, and the time that it'll free up for you, I wonder.
Well, I think that's just going to be... I think I'm just probably going to spend more time on Instagram and other things. My screen time, I probably should just fix, period. But
we all should.
What I have found very interesting, though, in the last like 72 hours or however long I've just kind of been mentally keeping it out of my mind, I feel like men have just been crawling out of the woodwork.
Isn't that weird?
It's so weird. Like, I feel like the moment I deleted them, there was like a Batman call throughout our city, because the amount of like people I've dated previously who texted me, the amount of like DMs that I've gotten, I had a matchmaker reach out to me, and it's just kind of like the universe is like, just kidding, you still need to date. And I'm like, leave me alone.
People go hard when they don't think you're accessible anymore.
No, I'm turning off the bat signal. I was like, I want to be by myself at least for a week.
Isn't that funny how that phenomenon happens though? Like, when you just like, you know what, I'm resolved to this, then all of a sudden all this opportunity comes right in front of you, if you want it or not.
I know, I don't want it. I want to be alone in my apartment with my cat.
Your DM's about to go crazy now.
Yeah, right?
I know. This is all my plan.
Your stock went way up this morning when you said that.
It's a whole reverse psychology, man.
Yes.
The Burt Show.